Shalom Aleichem, welcome everybody, as we prepare for a double parasha, Tazria Mitzvah, Be'ezras Hashem. I'd like to share an idea with you, which I've discovered has a connection to the parasha. It's an old yesod, and with new applications of that yesod. And once spoken about, I don't remember when, sort of an old yesod that comes from a ritva in the last parak of Yevamos. The ritva, there, is going on the Gemara's case where a Yavama removes the shoe of the Yavam as part of the Chalitza ceremony. The Pasuk says, Shirmuz Na'aloi, his shoe from on his foot, Na'aloi Me'al Raglai. And I would think, the Gemara says, I would think it's his shoe. No, the Gemara Darshins, no. It doesn't have to be his shoe. It says, no. Has to fit his foot. That's what it says in the Gemara. On that, Ritzva comments. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah to be mekayim pashtei dekra. It's my mitzvah to do that which is the pashut pshat in the pasik, and the pashut pshat is it should be his, and that's how it would naig. By all chalitzas, l'chadchil, of course, but that's how it would naig that the man, that says the brother of the deceased, who is the Yavam, he is kind of the shoe prior to the entire ceremony taking place. And many bati dinim, they give it to him the day before he takes it home, so they can clear his kainit, and then he brings it, and the chalitza is done. This is something that I've mentioned in the past. But there are other applications which have come up over time, and I'm trying to collect as many as I can. One of them actually lies in the Ramban's comments actually here in Parshas Metzora. So let me be magdim that to be tar, a person has to be tayvel in a mikvah of megushamim. It's a mikvah of natural water, water that comes from rain, or water that comes from underground springs. They're both kosher. Water that comes from underground springs is called mayim chayim. Mayim chayim, or fresh underground water from a spring, is used for tuma exclusively for a zav. And that's what it says in Parshas Metzora, Perek Tes Vav, that a zav, unique among all of the different types of tumas, in order for him to become tar, the pasuk says that he has to immerse himself in mayim chayim. Perek Tes Vav, pasuk gimel, chiyetar azav mizaydai, the safalei shevus yelma tarasi, v'chibis v'gadah baruch v'sari v'mayim chayim v'tahir. Even a tumi meis doesn't need that, but a zav needs Mayim Chaim. As they state in the Torah, Mayim Chaim is also used, of course, with the ashes of the Parah Aduma in Parashas Chukas. At any rate, that has to be spring water, not rain water. For some reason, there has been there's an understanding that there's a hider for anybody to be tovel in Mayim Chaim. For anybody to be tovel, there's an effort made to make the mikvahs that the Nashama title that they should be Mayim Chaim. Now, it's not possible everywhere. It's only possible in cities which are very close to sea level, where you can dig and hit Mayim Chaim. And there's an idea to try to make a Mayim Chaim mikvah. Ashkenazim is not done that often, although it is done occasionally. And it seems to be to need explanation. Why should I say that? Why should I say, well, would I say that you can wash your tails here? If I'm you better use Mayim Chaim water. No one's going to say that. Or would I say that your tummy mace can become tar? Put dam chatos on the thumbs of your hands and feet. No one would say that. It's a halacha that says in one place. Because it says in one place, there's no reason that to assume that somebody else has, for any reason, should have any type of Mayim Chaim. And therefore, this needs a B, or what is the Maila of the Mayim Chaim? Now, of course, it could be that there are Kabbalistic reasons to it, and I believe there may be Taka Kabbalistic reasons to it, but putting that aside, there seems to be a Tam Alpi Pashtei Dekra, and that is that in Perek Tes Vav, it has the Parsha of Zav, and it says the Zav is Tara Mayim Chaim. And then it says, Isha Ki Tia Zav Adam Yeh Zayv HaBesara. Now, to be sure, there's no similarity between the tumas zav of a male and the tumas zava of a woman. The Gemara said, the Mishnah says, Amin is tamei b'loivim, so with a white excretion, and the woman zava is b'dam. But the Torah uses the same word zav. And on that, Rambam makes the comment that the Pashtei Dekra, Adar HaPshat, he says, it's also called zav, and it follows the parasha of zav. Avor Abisenu Darshu, that you don't need. So here we've discovered another chaver for the Ritva. His Rebbe's Rebbe. Ritva was a Talmud of the Rashba, who was presumably a Talmud of the Rabban. And his Rebbe's Rebbe said the same aside, that the mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. I'd like to add a practical application. So what I just told you has to do with the hider of using a zava, using a mayim chayim, even for a zava. Our need this today, by the way, our suffix zava, and a naik kilu there is zava, those halachas are not for today's discussion, as I state, and the mela, that's the reason to have a nida, who might be a zava, use dafka mayim chayim. The other application I'd like to share with you is a tremendous chiddush. Before I move on, I did want to mention that the Ben Ish Chai writes that in his city, Ben Ish Chai is in Chelek Sheni, Parsha Shmini, Oizbeis, that in his city they were taka noyeg to have Bayreis Mayim Chaim in the mikvahs. I don't know if all the Sfaradim are still, or some Sfaradim are still noyeg that way, I don't know. But Al Kopanim, I wanted to mention that. Let me move on, as I said, to a new topic, which is related to this, but a new application of this. And that is Kriya Shma Lamita. Kriya Shma Lamita is a very chash of a Kriya Shma. Afi Shadam Kara Kriya Shma B'Beis HaKnesses Mitzvah L'Kroyis HaAlmita Asay. The Gemara says in the beginning of Brachas, Da'alan Amid Beis, it's a Mitzvah L'Kroyis HaAlmita Asay. And there are many things said about Kriya Shma Lamita. Most of them indicate that Kriya Shma Lamita is a special Shmira. Mashon Da'afei says Kriya Shma Mevatel Hu'urei Aveira. That it's a shmira not only from Mazikim, but even for Hirurei Aveira. And that's all fine and well. I had seen in a sefer called Chelko Shel Yaakov, on Masechtas Brachos, and he says, our klal, mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra. It says, b'shach v'cha v'kumecha, when you go to bed, and when you go to sleep, and when you get up. So that Kriya Shma Lamita is a application of this old rule, that mitzvah l'kayim pashtei dekra, since the pashtei dekra is, you say it when you go to sleep, so that's a reason to say Kriya Shma when a person goes to bed. So this is a zehiras in the benefit, or in the besides the shmira, but in the halacha maila of saying Kriya Shma Lamita properly as a kiyum of pashtei dekra. Let me move on to another topic. I saw today, or yesterday, a beautiful ragachava, nothing to do with this week's parasha, but I want to share with you anyway. It's a klal fisha, an old klal fisha. And that is this. First, let me tell you the klal. I told you one klal, Mr. Kan Pashtei Dekra. Let's do another klal, and then where today I'd like to apply it. Sometimes when the Torah asks us something, a groma is also aser. For example, the Rambam said in the beginning of Hilchos Ritzeach, that if someone causes someone else's death, he's also a Ritzeach Dairaisa. He's Chayav Misa Bidei Shemaya, not Bidei Adam, as the Rambam indicates on the Pasuk, but he's over on Ritzicha. Now, he did it only through a Grama. Rambam says, Kafa Adam L'Fnei Ha'ari, if you tie someone up in front of a lion, he causes death, Rechman HaLetzlan. To such a person is chai either on Ritzicha. A gram Ritzicha is us. On Shabbos, Asiya Hudu Asa, a Gairim Shari. On Shabbos, Asiya is Asa. Being a Gairim is not awesome in a Torah. Even La Halacha, in Shulchan Aruch, it says that there's a fire. A person can put kalim full of water in the path of the fire. When the fire gets there, it'll bust the kalim, and the water will go and put out the fire. So that is not Melechah Shabbos. Why by Ritzicha it is and by Shabbos it's not? There are many other places where this can be discussed. So the Ragat Shava tells us, well, this Ragat Shava starts off in Makis Daf Hey Amid Beis and Safnas Taneach, and it leads you to the Sefer Mefaneach Sifunais, which is a collection of the Ragachev's writings on topics on page 204 and 205. And he says the following. He says, when the Aveira in the Torah is primarily an Aveira of outcome, then the outcome is the Aveira. If you do a grammar to cause the outcome, it's also us. If the primary issue is the act, the pu'ula, then a gairim is not the pu'ula. What do I mean to say? I mean to say, by ritzicha, there's the pu'ula, killing the person, and there's the nifal, the fact the person is dead. We all understand the chaymer of issue is the ritzicha is the result, the person causing the person's life to come to an end. So with the chaymer of the aveira is the result, there even a grama is us. Turn now to Shabbos. On Shabbos, the chaymer of Shabbos is that you're supposed to be Shabbos. You're not Shabbos. The very Shabbos is not that the fire went out. The very Shabbos is that you did an act of extinguishing the fire. Where it's the pu'ula, where it's the act, there a grama is not included. A grama is not the act. So where the result is included, it's aser. Another example would be matal mum bikachim, causing a moment of a char, where a grama is also aser medata. That's because the outcome is the chaymer hadav. Mashenkin with the Maisa is the Chaimah Adam. So this is a rule of the Ragachava, which people should know for all types of areas where it says grammar. Today I'd like to add the question of whether you're allowed to indirectly cause an erasing of Hashem's name. The Paiskim will deal with it, including Shuvah Snai de Yehuda, the Marsham, Ask a Stira in two Gemaras. Gemara in Daf Kuf Chav Beis and Shabbos says, at least like the man Yom Yipaskan like, that if someone has God's name written on his skin, not a tattoo, but written in ink on his skin, he's allowed to go to be Tevel Kedarko. He's going to mikvah and Tevel his normal way, even though it's going to get erased. But that's a gram mechika. He's not erasing a biadayim. It's a gram mechita. And gram mechika is mutter for tzarech. On the other hand, the Gemara says that when you bury Shemus, you should put them in a klicheras. You shouldn't put Shemus in the ground and throw earth on it. You should put it into a klicheras. Tell you to put it into plastic, which actually preserves it even better. But you shouldn't do it directly. It's a gram mechika. Kasha. I thought gram mechika is not an iser. So different poskim deal with it in different ways. Some answer one case, some answer another case. Dr. Ragachev Gishmak. He says in the Chikas Hashem, you could have two cases. Someone has a handwritten a shame on his skin. His hand is written in ink on his skin. What is the aveira? Is the aveira the result? There's no result. He just says a normal skin. The aveira is not the result. The aveira is the act of erasing. The aveira is the act, gerem is mut. You have a sefer Torah, any sefer, and you bury it, and it starts to decay. The aveira is the result. It's a bazillion for the sefer Torah. Look at the sefer Torah. It's a mavuzadika sefer. It's half destroyed. With the isra is the result, their grama is included in the isra. It's also us. What a beautiful way of resolving a question that many parts can dealt with. And anyway, with these two klolim gedolim, a klol of mitzvah l'kaya pashe dekra, a klol of when is gair muti min atayra, when is it asa min atayra, to gevaldig a klolim, we put 15 minutes to good use. I want to wish everybody an absolutely wonderful, extraordinary day, and a meaningful Shabbos Kodesh, the Ezra Sashem.